Good evening, Bill. Welcome to the Space Show. You work with the Sydney University Stellar Interferometer, otherwise known as SUSY. What is SUSY?
SUSY is a unique astronomical instrument which will be used to measure the sizes of stars using a technique called interferometry.
To measure the size of a star. Now, I can remember the time when that was said to be totally impossible.
Yes, that to measure the size of a star, you need to use a telescope with a very, very large aperture or very large input collecting area. And in the case of SUSY, we simulate this very large telescope mirror by using two widely separated mirrors and combining the light together and in a process called interferometry. And this allows us to simulate a telescope with a mirror diameter of 640 meters.
640. Now, the world's largest telescope is about, what, 6 meters?
That's right.
And the space telescope is 2.4 meters. Now, there's no way you're going to build a telescope that big, is there?
That's right. That you can only do this by this technique of interferometry, which allows you to use separated mirrors, very much like a radio telescope works.
Right, where, like the Australia telescope, where you have a number of separate antennae.
Yes.
And then you feed the signals together.
Yes.
So how big are your individual mirrors then?
The individual mirrors are about 200 millimeters in diameter.
Right, and you have them several hundred meters apart.
And the light is brought together through vacuum pipes to a central building where the two light beams are combined to form what we call an interference pattern, which we detect electronically. And then from that we can determine the size, the angular size of the star that we're looking at.
Right. An interference pattern, perhaps our listeners might be familiar with the waves on the beach and how waves crossing each other add up.
Yes.
Or cancel.
Yes, it's the same, exactly the same principle, except of course we do this with light. And since the wavelength of light is very small, wavelength of light is typically a half a micron or a half a thousandth of a millimeter. It's a very, everything has to be done extremely precisely.
So you have this light coming down a vacuum tube. Why do you use a vacuum?
The vacuum is to avoid problems with the air turbulence. If we let the beams pass through the air, especially in a area like Narrabri where it gets very hot, the wave fronts become distorted because of the temperature gradients in the air. So we use a vacuum system and the light is unaffected by air movements.
Right, yes, we've just been outside actually looking at this thing. It's a very hot day here, about at least 35 to 40 degrees, I guess. And everything's shimmering in the distance, and that would do no good for your instrument.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. This is a major problem with an instrument like this, is the effects of the atmospheric turbulence, what astronomers call seeing, which causes the image to be blurred as the light passes through the atmosphere. We avoid this problem by using small apertures. That's why we only use relatively small mirrors, and by very careful design of the instrument.
Right. So you get the two light beams coming down in opposite directions. They're then combined. How then do you detect it? Do you use photographic film or a charge-coupled device?
We use a device called a photomultiplier tube, which is essentially a very sensitive photo tube. We have two of them, and the signals from the two photo tubes then go to a computer where the information is processed. We don't form an image in the usual sense. There's nothing to see in SUSY. It's just, you just look at a computer screen, which is a bit of a pity, but that's the way telescopes are these days.
Right, so you're not going to sort of peer down it and see the star in the distance?
No.
Right, so how then do you analyze the data or present the data?
The data is collected on the star, and then essentially what we do is process that with a computer to determine things such as the angular size of the star. As I said, this is basically a computer analysis of the data. Very similar to what's done with a radio telescope.
Right. In everyday terms, how big is a usual star?
The Sun is a typical star, but if you can imagine the sun at a distance of perhaps a million times further away than it is now from the Earth, that gives you an idea of what a star is like. In terms of angular size, the largest stars typically have an angular size of a few hundredths of an arc second. SUSY can measure angular diameters of a few tens of micro arc seconds, and to give you an idea of what that is, that's the angular size of a human hair seen at a distance of 100 kilometers.
Right. When did you start building this facility?
We began construction about 3.5 years ago.
And it's now pretty well coming online.
Yes, we're in a commissioning phase at the moment. We're doing observations, but we still haven't begun. We're in the process of beginning astronomical observations now. We still have a period of commissioning and essentially calibration, which we'll interleave with astronomical observations.
Right. I believe that, in fact, in the first few weeks of your calibration, you have come up with some pretty exciting results.
Yes, we're very pleased with the results that we're getting. The instrument has proved to be working as we had hoped it would, and you know, we're getting excellent signal-to-noise ratio, which means it's very encouraging for our future program. And we'll be continuing these measurements over the next few months, and as I say, we will be beginning astronomical observations very shortly.
Right. Now, you're measuring the size of individual stars. How long does it take to measure each star?
That depends on the brightness of the star, but for bright stars like Sirius or Canopus, we can make measurements in a few minutes. Fainter objects we would have to observe for perhaps several hours to build up the information that we need. It also depends on the kind of star we're looking at. Some stars are variable stars, so you want to look at them over a period of time, and so you would perhaps look at them for a period of months or so. Okay, every two or three nights.
Right, and in all, I mean, you look up in the sky and it seems like there's millions of stars, but in fact there's only a few thousand that you can see. Can you detect stars that aren't visible?
Yes, the SUSY is designed to look at bright stars, but we can observe stars down to about eighth or ninth magnitude, which is somewhat fainter than you can see with the naked eye. And there are something like a quarter of a million stars that brightness or brighter. So we have a lot of work ahead.
You'll be kept very busy for very many years then.
Yes.
Okay. If people come through Narrabri, can they visit the facility at all?
We have a visitor centre on the site, which is which we share with the Australia Telescope, and the visitor centre is open 7 days a week, and people are welcome to come and visit there.
So they, from the main Newell Highway, they follow the signs. Australia
yes,
Telescope.
Yes, that's right. You just follow the signs from the Newell Highway, and it. The CSIRO site, the Paul Wild Observatory, is located about 20 kilometres from in the centre of Narrabri, and is quite well signposted.
Right. Well, thank you, Bill, for joining us this evening on the Space Show.
You're welcome.